everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today's episode is an interview with Brittany Mullins, and she is the founder and creator of one of the most amazing food-focused blogs on the internet, seriously. I guarantee you. When you follow her on Instagram and you go to her blog, you're going to be writing into me going, thank you so much, Kelly, for telling me about her. I have been obsessed with watching her grow this channel, and you're going to love hearing her tips. I mean, she's just, honestly, you guys have heard me say this, and a lot of you are like me, where we love to eat healthy, and some of us are good cooks, but sometimes when it comes to something very simple, like salads, if you're like me, you go to a restaurant and you order a salad, and you're like, what do they do differently that makes salads so much better at a restaurant? Why do they know just how much dressing to put? How do they, you know, if you go to one of those places where they chop it all up and toss it, you know, and it's perfect, it's so frustrating to go home and you make your own salad and you just look at it and you want to, you know, throw up on yourself because it's so boring, or you put too much dressing on it, or it has not enough ingredients or not enough variances in textures and tastes and so on. I'm one of those people. So we're not just talking about salad today, but that is one of the reasons I wanted her on the show is, you know, how does she come up with all of these amazing recipes, and how did she start going down this road of better eating? You know, you'll hear about her fitness journey. She's really quite the talented fitness expert, somebody who's walking the talk, but she's also a tremendous businesswoman, and you're going to hear some of her tips, and we'll have her back on the show to talk more specifically about, you know, how she's built up her business as a blogger. You'll hear her on the business series that we're featuring here. But for now, tune in and listen. Now, you will also hear, this is one of the episodes that I recorded that did not go live when we were still Fitfluential Radio. So you are going to hear an intro that references Fitfluential Radio. Just know that that's where that's coming from. These are some of those legacy shows that were not made live in the transition, but it's a fantastic interview, and I know you're going to love it. So sit back and enjoy learning all you can eat, all you want to know about salads, and more from Brittany Mullins. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I am joined by Brittany Mullins, and thrilled to have her on the show. You probably have heard me talk about on the show many, many times how sadly how much I suck at making salads. Salads are something that if you're completely new to fitness and maybe getting started on your weight loss journey and you haven't been eating salads, you might have the mistaken impression that a salad is like old school salads, like it was in the day. Oh, if you're dieting, go and have a salad. And that meant lettuce and fat-free ranch on the side and a couple of tomatoes, no croutons, of course, and no toppings. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about salads. The salads of today, if you will, the new generation of salads, are completely different. And they are not only ridiculously delicious, they're hugely satisfying because, frankly, there are so many genius folks out there like Brittany who have taken
creativity to a whole other level in creating, I'm just going to say the word, scrumptious, delicious salads that will get you to the point where you would never say, oh, I guess I'll have to have a salad. You'll be like, oh my God, I can't wait to have a salad. And I have always loved getting a really ridiculously delicious salad when I go out to eat. And if you're with me, you know what that's like. You can order this salad and it's beautiful and it's big and it's filling. And sometimes if you're at a certain restaurant, you're probably going to take half home. Have you ever been like me and you try to make a salad at home and it's like, ooh. And every single time I've tried to do it, historically, because if you look at my Instagram post recently, I am on the fast salad track and I'm conquering and I'm making amazing throw it all in a bowl meals. It's just delicious. I can't say enough good things about it. But historically, I would go out and get all excited and say, okay, I'm going to make salads. And I'd buy lettuce and I'd buy a few things and I'd get home and I would attempt to make a salad and it would just be like, wah, wah, wah. I mean, just a serious fail. I was looking on Instagram for salad ideas so that I could get out of my salad jail and get creative. And I just searched for the hashtag salad. And I ended up stumbling on Brittany. Now, Brittany is one of our first, like our earliest FitFluential ambassadors way back in the day. We actually discovered on this show while we were chatting that she started blogging way back as early as I did in the early days, 2007, 2008, which is in these days, you're a dinosaur if you started way back then. But anyway, you will love this interview. We talk, there's some fantastic, I think, things that you'll probably want to pick up for your salad game. We'll link those up in the show notes. But again, once you take a peek at her website, you will be addicted. Once you look at her Instagram and you see her salad every day movement that she started, and really this, again, please bear in mind, her thing about salads is not, you know, eat a salad because it's diet food. This is about getting more vegetables, and her salad everyday movement really started, she explains more in the interview about, hey, why don't you replace one of your meals every day with a big salad? There are tons of great authors out there. I'm thinking of Mark Sisson as one of them, who says, look, every day for lunch, this is what I do. Big, huge salad with protein. It's a fantastic way to fill up, have a really satisfying, delicious meal with a lot of mix of flavors and textures. And you're getting your protein, you're getting your vegetables. Something that I think we're all finding a challenge, getting enough protein, getting enough vegetables. This is your win. So this is not about boring diet food. Tune in and listen. I promise you'll become obsessed with Brittany, just like I am. And you'll be checking out her website for more recipes and her Instagram story as well. But right now, just sit back, relax, get ready to get your salad game on with Brittany Mullins. Hello, everybody, and welcome to FitFluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. And today on the show, I am pleased to welcome Brittany Mullins of the amazing blog. And I just want to make sure I'm pulling it up because is the blog? Yes, it is. It still is eatingbirdfood.com. She's one of our original first FitFluential ambassadors from way back when. And I stumbled on her again. I'll tell that story in a second on Instagram when I was looking up, God, please help me with salads. And I stumbled on her Instagram page. And when you go there, we'll link it up in the show notes, you'll understand why. And when you go to her blog, you will thank me later because your entire food life future is going to be different. But Brittany, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, seriously, like I'm looking at your blog right now and I see three things at the top that are of premium interest to me. You have Keto Diet 101, so many people. We might have to have you back on the show just to talk about that. So many people asking questions about keto, ketosis, the ketogenic approach to eating, what are the benefits for health? So that's very timely. And again, could be a part two that we talk about. In the middle, I am drooling over crunchy Asian chopped salad with creamy almond dressing. Are you kidding me? And then right next to that, there's this beautiful, it says chili almond dressing for a condiment. I mean, literally, you guys, you have heard me, for everybody listening, talk about I consider myself a good cook, but I'm a good cook in that I can watch a Food Network show. I can take out a cookbook. I can get a recipe and I'm really good at cooking and then, you know, kind of making it my own. I have to follow somebody else's ideas. I am blown away by people like you, Brittany, that I'm guessing you probably just made up that chili almond dressing. You probably just went to the kitchen one night and said, you know, I think I'm going to make a crunchy Asian chopped salad with creamy almond dressing. And you just did it. And it wasn't even a thought for you. I am blown away by people like you, but I'm just glad you exist because people like me try to make a salad because we know we need some diversity in our diet. And yeah, you can just throw things in a bowl. My idea of a salad is I go and I buy iceberg lettuce and maybe some cheese and then maybe like something crunchy. And I put, you know, some kind of lame dressing on it. And I get home and I throw the whole thing out because it sucks. So we're going to talk salads today because she has this salad everyday movement. But first, I'm actually going to take a breath and ask you a question. Brittany, whenever I have somebody on the show for the first time, I love for them to tell their original fitness story. And for you, I'm going to make it kind of a two-part question. You're one of our earliest ambassadors at Fitfluential. When did you first get interested in leading a fitness lifestyle and having a blog about it? When was that for you and why?
So I didn't get into health and fitness until college. And it was when I went to college, I was like, I cannot gain the freshman 15. So I just started looking up, you know, this was before really Googling was a big thing. I mean, I had the internet and stuff, but like I read books and I had this little like Calorie King, like, you know, place to track. I had like a little book I bought from Barnes and Noble where I'd write down what I was eating. And so I lost 20 pounds my freshman year.
Wow.
So I didn't gain the freshman 15. I actually lost weight, which is kind of crazy to me. But it really inspired me because I felt like it wasn't that hard for me because I was walking everywhere on campus. I was just eating a little bit healthier, working out. And I was like, this is so crazy. Like, I feel so good about myself. I feel just happier, healthier. And that's what really got me inspired to start feeling like I want to share this with other people. So the journey started there. And then when I ended college, I started my first job. I had majored in marketing. I thought about doing nutrition or dietetics and my school didn't offer that. So I did a few classes, but then I ultimately ended up with a marketing degree. So outside of school, I got my first job. It was in commercial real estate doing digital marketing. And I was just sort of like bored with my job. I mean, it was fine, but I really still was super passionate about the health and wellness. So I started reading other blogs online and I was like, well, I should just make one for myself. So that was back in 2008. So I've been blogging for 10 years, which is really crazy to me. But yeah, that's how it all started. And now the blog has kind of transitioned. When I first started it, it was more of like a daily food journal and me sharing like every day what I was up to, more of like a lifestyle, but with a big food focus. And now it's kind of turned into me really thinking about my readers and what they want to learn and what they want from me. Of course, I still post, you know, the things that I'm doing too, lifestyle stuff, but I really do think about what the readers want more so than just sharing my daily journal.
It's so weird. I mean, I don't know why, but I always look at, and I just call them my bloggers, right? Like, I don't own you guys, but you know what I mean, like my bloggers. I always think of you as like my children in many ways. So when I hear about you and you say that you started blogging, really, like I started blogging in 2007 and I had a blogspot.com blog, and it was really ugly. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was using copyrighted images like a pro. Danielle, she was our CMO. Now she has this amazing legal business. We'll link that up in the show. But I remember when she first, fast forward when I founded Fitfluential and she was looking at my blog, she's like, Kelly, you know that you're breaking like a billion laws right now. What are you talking about? And what I used to do is back then, that's what blogging was about. It's changed so much. You started a blog for accountability, to connect with other people, to journal. And if you had five people reading your blog and got a couple comments, you're like, this is awesome. Three people read my blog. And yep. Now it's such a business. But You know what? The good thing is there's nothing wrong with it being a business, and it's serving a lot of people and helping change lives. And that's freaking awesome. So it just makes me laugh, Brittany, because first of all, when you look her up, she's beautiful. You just kind of have this presence of just like light and energy, and you just look so young and vibrant and awesome. And I think about, how could you have started blogging way back then? But I guess you did. Like me, I didn't know that you had started that early. And it is interesting to hear you say as well, when you first started, you were more journaling. And now, you know, you have such a targeted focus. And again, I'm kind of blown away by just what I stumbled on. And for reference too as well, by the way, you guys, I mentioned that crunchy Asian chopped salad with creamy almond dressing. It's dairy free. You know, I mean, these are the types of people that I want to showcase on Fitfluential, because so many of us, we want to get healthy, we want to lose weight, but we love food and we love to eat. And incidentally, we also have a lot of people that have food intolerances, and they think that, oh, well, I have to give up all this stuff. They don't realize, from maybe a packaged food perspective, number one, there's just tons of great brands out there with gluten-free, organic, amazing foods, but that there's great recipes that can be dairy-free, gluten-free, paleo, organic, whatever, and be amazing tasting. You can figure out how to make this stuff at home, which is awesome. Blows me away. So let's fast forward to Real Food Talk and where you're at now. As you know, I reconnected with you because I suck at salads. And you have this amazing Instagram with close to 100,000 followers. I'm sure it's going to increase the more people listen to this podcast, because y'all need to go follow her and thank me later. But I was on Instagram and I suck at making salads, and I really love salads. When I go to a restaurant and I get an amazing salad, it always tastes so perfect. And I'm just not that person that can make it at home. But if I have a recipe and ideas, I'll do it. So I'm curious for you, tell us about how you got to this place of doing. Is it salad every day? Is that the hashtag?
Yeah. Hashtag salad every day.
That's okay. So you guys, I went on Instagram and I did hashtag salad, and I was like, give me some ideas for salad, so I know what to order on Amazon Prime now. And I stumbled on her. I'm like, oh my God, look what she's doing on Instagram. And then I showed my man friend. I'm like, will you look at all of these salads? She's like a salad genius. You have the most amazing and just drool worthy photos of salad. Tell us how this came about. Were you always really good at making salads and loving salads? How did this whole salad every day thing come about that you are doing so well?
It's so funny, because when I was like thinking about being on the podcast, I'm like, okay, how did it all come about, and how did it become like this big of a thing? And like, how am I like now like the salad woman? but like, so I'm trying to think. I know that at one point I just said, well, this is like a super simple way to get people to eat healthy, is to eat more vegetables. That's like one of my big things. And like eating whole real foods. And I found that for me, replacing my lunchtime meal with a salad was just like a super simple way. And I would load up my plate with lots of vegetables. And then I really like the batch cooking method for meal prep, rather than like doing the Tupperware containers with each little individual thing. I'd rather just like grill a bunch of chicken and make some grilled shrimp and then roast some vegetables and make kind of like bowl meals. So my salad, but my bowl meals always start with like the base of your salad greens. So that's how I started. Like, it was basically like the lazy girl's way to eat healthy is kind of like the way it started. And then I started really just like enjoying the process of salads, and people started asking me for more, you know, salad inspiration. And I started this challenge. It's called like a 5-day salad challenge. So I've hosted those. I think I've hosted them maybe around 6 times. And I launched a salad slim down program, where you have a bunch of different habits, but one of them is incorporating one meal size salad a day in replace of your other meal. And it's just become this thing, and it's been really cool and fun. And I've been getting really creative with it. Yeah,
I'm looking at the, like, I just pulled up on your blog while we're talking, so you can go to recipes, and then I'm going to spend a lot of time here, recipes, and then I pulled down lunch/dinner, and I mean, I'm just, first of all, your photography is amazing, but yeah, I mean, like, every meal is number one, for the most part. Like, I see one with salmon and broccoli and avocado and rice. I could think of a meal like that, but a lot of these, it's funny you brought up bowl meals, for lack of a better way of saying it, right? And I have, you know, Lindsay Cotter, another one of our Fitfluential bloggers, I've been watching her stuff, and she has a cookbook out now with bowl meals in it too. And I found myself a lot, it's funny that you brought up the different way of meal prep. I've never heard anybody say it that way, that like batch versus like the Tupperware approach. I've always seen people who put that stuff up on Sunday and they're like, meal prep Sunday, hashtag meal prep Sunday. I'm like, good on you. I'm never going to spend 4 hours meal prepping. That's just me. Again, strokes for different folks. But for those of you listening, if you're not familiar, so some people will spend like a good chunk of time on a Sunday. They'll make a ton of meals. They'll divide that up into their Tupperware so that they'll grab a Tupperware and go to work, and they'll have the chicken in it, the rice, the broccoli, whatever. What Brittany's talking about, which to me, I think actually appeals to me more. I love this idea of bowls and throwing everything in a bowl and mixing it all up. I mean, frankly, there's whole businesses out there like Freshy and all these salad places that they've made their whole business because we all like that. We like a bunch of food in a bowl with some kind of sauce mixed up, crunchy and some hot, some cold. But if you make it that way, and then you have all of the fixins of like your own salad bar to mix it up in a bowl, I think that's awesome. I'm not going to lie to you, Brittany. This is what I did 2 weeks ago. I started to see all you guys, your Instagram and your blogs, and I'm like, everybody's doing everything in a bowl. Like, I'm one of those trend followers. And I'm like, this looks really good. I need to go out and get some bowls. I went to Marshall's, and I kid you not, I'm going to Instagram it after this podcast. I went and I bought 3 different sets of big bowls. And I'm like, I'm going to be like those cool Instagram girls, and I'm going to start making bowls.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
The next step yet. So,
okay. So I need to ask you, did you see my info about the salad chopper bowl?
No.
Or have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So it's made by OXO. It's called the Good Grip Salad Chopper Bowl. You can get it on Amazon Prime. You can have it in 2 days if you want. It's also,
we'll link this up in the show notes. What's it called? Okay. Good Grips.
Good OXO Good Grips Salad Chopper Bowl. And so what you get is this big like plastic bowl, and then it comes with this, basically it looks like a double pizza cutter. It makes the best chopped salads. It's like awesome because, you know, that's how like everything gets all mixed in together. The flavors are so good. The dressing gets on there really nicely. And then you have the small little bite-sized pieces with everything in one bite rather than like a huge chunk of lettuce that like gets balsamic all over your shirt. That's definitely happened to me multiple times. So this salad chopper bowl is a game changer. I've done like stories on it. I have it in my highlights under salads on my Instagram stories. But people like I've gotten all these messages back of people who've bought it, and they've been like game changer for me. Like my salad life is changed forever. Oh, so you need that.
Okay, so I have to say a couple of things, because as you were just talking about that, there's several things I think about. Like salads used to be, and the concept was great, right? Think of a typical chef salad or a Cobb salad, and both of those are, I like them in a restaurant, but then you got to go to work because you get the chef salad, you get the Cobb salad, and everything's lined up so pretty. Well, do you want to eat just lettuce with blue cheese here, and then lettuce and olives here, lettuce and cheddar cheese here, lettuce and bacon here? No, you want it all mixed up. It's human nature. And I don't know who started this idea of making salads all mixed up, but they were brilliant, because here's also from a weight loss perspective, because let's get real. Some people will be ordering salads and be interested in this show, because a salad is a way to have a very big filling meal with a lot of vegetables. You're getting your vegetables, you're getting your protein in. But one of the things that can be problematic, I think, is too much dressing, right? And a lot of people, probably 10 years ago, you would say, probably see something in Shape magazine where they're like, just dip your fork in the salad dressing. Do you just need a little taste? Nobody wants that little salad dressing. But when you toss the salad and you get creative too, I saw one girl, it changed my life forever. She's like, you know, you can make a salad dressing out of hummus. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yes. Oh,
and
yeah.
That's game changing. But I think when you mix up the salad and you mix up the dressing, you will use so much less dressing than you think. And it tastes amazing. Do you agree as far as like dressing amount?
Definitely agree. You need less dressing. And then also when you have, like you were saying, all the flavors in one bite, you don't, you feel like you need less dressing overall because it's just really flavorful.
That's true. And yeah. For everyone listening, if you're like one of those folks who you're just starting on your fitness journey and you're somebody who's gone out to McDonald's every day for lunch and you're looking at the idea of a salad and thinking, this is going to suck. Let me just tell you, I want to dare you, first of all, to go to Brittany's website. We're going to link up to that. You're going to go to her Instagram. If you look at just one of these salads and think you don't want to eat it and you don't want to have it at home and you don't want to make all of these things, I dare you. I dare you to go, Kelly, write to me because I will pay you $50. Write to me at my email and I'm going to give you my personal email. I'm being serious. KellyAlexa@gmail.com and go, I looked at her food. Nothing looks appealing. I'll pay you $50. Now watch. I'll probably have 200 people lie. I'll have to go into another business. But like, I'm looking at, you've got the Asian chopped salad. There's one that has eggs on it. You can mix and match hot and cold foods. I love to do that. One of the things that I made up from a recipe I found is you poach eggs, or you can do them like soft side up or however you call that. And you put that, so your base layer is chopped romaine lettuce, and then I take Rotel and organic black beans. I mix that in a pan. I put that hot stuff on the cold lettuce on a plate. Then I add fresh cilantro. I add fresh green onions. Then I take the two eggs. I put it on top of that. I cut through the eggs, and then the yolk gets all runny. It is one of the most delicious quote unquote salads I've ever had. And I've even added like ground turkey or ground beef in there too. I mean, you can get so creative with salads. And even just in that little example that I kind of made up from someone else's recipe that has protein, that has vegetables, that has fiber, and it's a really filling meal. I mean, it can be changing. And you said that you started to go about this where you were replacing one meal, which I think is a fantastic idea for somebody who wants to get healthy, lose weight, like just do that. Stop worrying about going on a diet. Why don't you just say one salad a day? Have you had a lot of people that are your clients maybe that hire you to help them with recipes and diet and such, do that and see really like that was a good baby step for them to get started in getting fit?
Totally. Cause I'm all about healthy habits and just incorporating small changes. And that's when I thought of this idea and made this 5-day salad challenge. And lots of people have said it was the perfect jumpstart for me. I lost, you know, however many pounds when I just did the one salad a day for 5 days. And I'm like, think about if you did it for a month, you know? Yeah. And it just puts your one meal on autopilot too. You immediately already know, okay, well, every day on this week, I'm going to have a salad for lunch. So no matter if you go to Panera or if you're eating, you know, at your desk, you know, it's going to be a salad today. And it doesn't feel restrictive. I mean, you could always switch it up and not have your salad for lunch. You could have it for breakfast, because I'm a big fan of breakfast salads too, by the way. But it just makes you one less thing to think about. You know, you're going to have a salad, you know?
Yeah. So for everybody listening too, again, clearly I'm on your blog right now, Brittany. You can go to her blog and I just want you to know, like, she's not telling me to say this. I really enjoy eating and I really enjoy fitness and I have fitness goals, and this is just the God's honest truth. I think that salads, they're so different now than they used to be. When we used to talk about salads, like think about early 90s, you know, or late 90s, early 2000s. That's when salads were boring and people would go, get fat-free. That was probably in the fat-free phase, right?
Yep.
And people would go, you know, do a salad and have fat-free ranch. And there's a lot of people that are just starting down their health journey, and that's in their brain. And they think salads are punishment and salads are boring. I do. I think it's such a fantastic way. I enjoy salads at a restaurant. In fact, people have seen on my Instagram, we go to a place called Jack Allen's here in Austin, Texas, and they have this ruby red trout salad. It's like, I dream about it.
Oh, it sounds really good.
It really is a great way. But also when I'm raging on about Brittany's website. I'm just being sincere. Like, you can go on her website and it says, find recipes for your diet, gluten-free, vegan, paleo, seasonal, dairy-free, vegetarian. Brittany, I think you should charge admission to your blog. I'm just putting that out there. Oh, and you know what else? It looks like you have, she has a blog post. I just think this is really cool. The best clean eating store-bought salad dressings, which I need because I never know which ones to buy. And I'm going to ask you one question because a lot of your salads that I see are in these mason jars. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've never had a mason jar salad. I'm going to sound really stupid. Do you eat it in the mason jar or is it just that you put it in the mason jar and it looks pretty for a blog post and then you dump it all out on a salad and you mix it up in a salad plate? I have no idea.
Okay. So the reason why you're seeing all those mason jar salads is because just like I think last month I did salad mason jar week. So it was like 5 days of mason jar salads.
Okay.
I'm not always doing mason jar salads, but I do think it's an awesome way, especially if you are taking a salad on the go to work or something.
Okay.
Because number one, you can put your dressing in the mason jar and you put your like hearty vegetables, things that will do well soaking in the dressing. So things like cucumbers or carrots, what other things do well? I don't know, but they almost like pickle in the dressing sitting there, which I love pickled stuff. So it tastes really good and it's kind of like marinating in the dressing. Then when you do get there, get to work and you're going to have your salad, you shake it up in the jar and then pour it into a plate or a bowl. So you do have to bring an extra container. I mean, you could potentially eat it out of the mason jar, but I always recommend the wide mouth, like quart-sized ball mason jars. And they're like kind of hard to get your fork down in there. Like it's a bit of work. So I would recommend pouring it out, but I just love the convenience of it and not having to bring a separate jar of dressing that inevitably is like spilling everywhere because it's never sealed properly, like all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so that was truly my question. I was like, I see these everywhere. Do you eat it in the jar? Do you pour it out? I don't get it. And you also brought up a good point there that, again, see, I think people like you, and I mean this sincerely, so this is a compliment. I think people like you, you've gotten so in this lifestyle where you make this stuff that it's second nature to you. I always joke that, you know, we were at the event in Chicago recently for Now Foods, and every year when I've been able to spend time with a lot of our bloggers, and I joke because I ask them all, I'm like, let me guess, do you make your own homemade balsamic vinaigrette? And they're like, oh my God, yes, blah, blah, blah. They're just so natural. But there's people like me where when you said there's certain salad items that marinate well and some that don't, I have learned that too, where when I'm making certain things like, or if you're making, I think that applies in another word or in another context to things like sandwiches. I was making a grilled sandwich before you and I started our podcast today. There's certain things that if you put on a sandwich that you're making like a panini with, you don't want to put on and get it all warm and gooey. You put it on after. And right, just like that hot and cold salad I referenced before, I don't cook the green onions. I like them crispy. You know, you put the egg on in a certain order so that the salad doesn't get totally wilted. So I think that, I don't know if you have that in a post on your blog, but I'm thinking of something that I'd like to interview you for on fitfluential.com for us newbies, where I'm like, okay, tell us how to buy a mason jar. Tell us if I'm going to take this to work, what's a good like plate to dump it out on? So if I'm eating at my desk at work and I bring a mason jar salad, like, is there a good, I would think you'd want to like throw it out into a bowl and mix it up at work. Like, do you have experience in that area? Would you recommend a certain, cause I think a lot of people would like this and it's a great way, like you said, but number one, I would want to know what are the good things to marinate in there? What are the things to put on the side? And then what's a good type of a bowl that you'd probably recommend to dump it out in at work? And see, these are things you probably are like, oh, you small-minded people, you don't know that, but I don't know that.
No, I actually went on TV and talked about this. I brought mason jar salad. Yeah. And I gave the breakdown of like how to build it. What do you put on the top? What do you put on the bottom? And then, yeah, when you get to work, what do you do? And so, yeah, I would definitely recommend a bowl. I think that's just easier. It's easier to mix it all up. And you would be surprised how much fits in this mason jar salad because once you get all of your like more dense ingredients in there and then you just add the greens, you can really pack them in. And then you have this huge you know, I love volume eating. So I like having big portions like that. And I think a big bowl would be good for it. You could even use the OXO salad chopper bowl. I mean, it's kind of big to tote with you, but having a big bowl, maybe you just keep that bowl at the office for your salads.
Yeah. When it's been years since I've had to, you know, like go to an office outside of my home. But I do remember that I would bring stuff and keep it in the refrigerator. But for at home, when I have made salads, it's an old Pampered Chef thing. And I put it all in this bowl and then it actually has a cover and I shake it all up. I've probably had this Pampered Chef thing for 12 years. And I, whenever somebody says they're having a Pampered Chef party, I'm like, please tell me if you have this. But now there's so many other bowls and I've learned, oh my gosh, I've learned so much about salad making on this podcast. I'm serious. Like this is cool stuff. And I truly believe that I represent, we've got to find a name for us, salad newbies or whatever, like salad underlings unite, because we're people that love salads, but have no idea how to be cool. And one of the other girls, I'm just going to tell you, that I follow on Instagram, I just think she is amazing and so inspiring and buff as hell, Brooke Entz. And mm-hmm. I remember she was showing how she made, she's the reason that I went out and bought the bowls, frankly.
I'm gonna follow her.
You and her, okay. Whatever. And she was like, here's what I'm making for dinner. And she also orders from Trifecta Nutrition, which is one of the places I order from. So I get like those, like you said, you batch meal. Well, they batch meal for me. So I get a bunch of vegetables, a bunch of protein. And now I'm like, oh, that's how you do Trifecta. So she's like, I just make some quinoa and then I put some lettuce on the bottom and then I add this and I'm showing my man friend and I'm like, they are so cool. We need to do that. And I went out that weekend and I'm going to take an Instagram after this, Brittany, so you can look at it. I went out and I bought three different sets of big white bowls and I'm like, I am going to post a great Instagram story about my awesome, beautiful salad. So you just watch. But yay! I think that there's a movement here and you could be one of the leaders of how to get people like us understanding about mason jars and you know, batch meals and all of that. There's a whole business for you that I think I've just created.
So there's
people like me that need it.
There's people like you who love salads who just need a little, like, you know, coaching.
Not
and
a
then
little.
There are the people who... But then there are the people who are like the salad skeptics who like,
yes,
they like hate salads and think it's like disgust, like they're just not interested at all. So I have to convert those people, but I've converted quite a few. I am proud of that.
Well, I do. And all kidding aside, I do think that this is like a new, I can't think of a metaphor to describe it, but it's a new world. I'm being very serious of salads. And it's a great way. I do remember when I first met my man friend and we were going out and I'm like, are you, and I felt like I was asking him something funny, but I'm like, are you a salad guy? Would you ever order a salad? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And you know, I thought it was just a girl thing. And I thought, oh, people only do it when they're dieting or whatever, but there's so many amazing salads. And the point when you're having a salad, it's not, again, what you heard about in the late 90s in the low fat phase. It's not about eating lettuce and no calories. It's a great way to get a ton of food. Like you said, volume eating, you're full, you've got healthy fats, you've got protein. There's so much diversity. And I think that's what's great about you ladies that have these eBooks out there, these blog posts and these websites, because you make the salad underlings like me be able to get into that salad world. I want to have like the eating bird food degree in salad development. So we'll maybe think about making that a school and helping to educate the masses. But
I mean, you never know.
Seriously. I mean, I know I'm like wink, wink, but I'm totally going to follow up with you about it because there's a whole world out there.
So 2 years ago, I really wanted to do a salad cookbook and I got like so inspired with it because that's when I was like just starting with my salad journey. But I was like, there's no salad diet. I even bought saladdiet.com. And I was just like so inspired by it and so excited about it. And then I pitched it to a couple book agents. Yeah, literary agents. And they're like, no, salads aren't sexy. Like that is just not going to work. But now I feel like I keep seeing trends where salads are like coming up on the up and up. And they're different. That, like you said, they're not the salads from the 90s. They're the bowl meals.
Absolutely. I think if you have that URL, first of all, you should go for it. But second, yeah, I mean, think about when you go to a restaurant, how many, you know, and some restaurants suck at it, but you know, I mean, this is funny because now I live in Texas, but this was before I moved to Texas, and I would visit my friend Whitney out in Phoenix, and she took me to, I think it's Texas Steakhouse, I can't think of the name of the restaurant, but it has Texas in it.
Okay.
And Outback, no, it's not Outback. Texas Roadhouse or something like that. And it was a salad. It's a chicken salad with, I don't even know what it's called, chicken on a salad with a whole bunch of stuff in it. And then it comes with their homemade Italian dressing. And of course I was being kind of a diet girl. I'm like, dressing on the side, please. But I took it home, mixed it all up. And I, you know, you eat something like that because it's got so many, like you said, mixes of flavors and textures. It's not fat-free. There was avocado. There's cheese in there. And I divided the salad up. I had one for lunch and one for dinner, half for lunch and half for dinner. And then I had some really like good snacks and protein balls in between. And how can you complain about eating healthy when that's the kind of stuff you're eating? So if that's what you're seeing at restaurants, this isn't a quote unquote trend that's going away. It's a fantastic way to eat. It's wonderfully diverse. And again, for you guys listening, if you're just starting your health journey and you've thought salad was, again, you know, supposed to be grilled chicken, no dressing, dipping your fork in salad dressing on the side, welcome to a new world. We will be sharing and promoting a lot of amazing people like Brittany with, I mean, you should just go to her website and just consider yourself addicted before you even get there. And also I just saw while we're looking, you do have an ebook for like $16 with 35 healthy recipes, all 5 ingredients or less. She didn't ask me to pimp that out, but I just did. Frankly, Brittany, I think that you could do, like I said, I think you should charge admission to your site. I pretty much have like everything I'd ever want to eat for the next year. There's one salad, I'm looking at it. It looks like a chopped salad. It has avocado, I'm guessing chopped red onion, sliced tomatoes. It looks like you've maybe tossed it in a vinaigrette with some oregano. See, I could go make that, mm-hmm. and I'm sure there's other things in there, but I would never think of doing it that way. But I'm looking at that going, damn, that looks good. So you guys, well, Brittany, this is a perfect wrap up. Tell people where they find you on your website, where they can find, you know, your ebook, where they can find you on Instagram, and tell them about the hashtag again. We'll link all of this up as well as the, is it OXO? Is that how you say it? Or OXO?
Yes. I'm not sure actually. I think it's OXO.
Who knows? Maybe they'll write to us and go, actually it's OXO. we have no idea, but tell people where they can find you online and become obsessed with you. And then if they need to contact you as well, unless that information is on your website.
Sure. So I will say I do have a guide to making meal size salads because you want to have, you know, making sure you're getting your protein, healthy fats and all that. I have that on my site as well as a guide to making mason jar salads. So if you want tips on either of those things, that's on the site. And we can link to both of those if you want. I'll send you the links. But my site is eatingbirdfood.com and I'm at eatingbirdfood on every channel, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And then on YouTube, I'm /Britt Mullins. So I do have a YouTube channel. I just started that this year. So I've been growing that and it's been fun. Nice. But I'm Britt Mullins on there instead of Eating Bird Food.
So let me ask you this. I'm putting you on the spot. This is my last question. What'd you have for lunch today?
So I had a kind of brunch, but I had a breakfast salad. So I used these new protein greens from Organic Girl. Loving those. They have sweet pea shoots in them. So they have extra protein.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to Google it.
Google it. they're actually pretty sweet. So they're kind of like microgreens, but with sweet peas. Okay. And so that's mixed in. And so it's like a spring mix kind of thing. And then I had 2 eggs on there, avocado, and then I just sauteed up some broccoli, frozen broccoli, because I love broccoli and I like having, like you said, kind of like a warm component with the mm-hmm. cold components. Had that on the side, and then I put the seedy salad topper from Trader Joe's. That's really, I put that on top and I think that's it.
See, you make it sound so easy. It's like, that's like when I talk to, you know, somebody who builds houses for a living, they're like, well, yeah, I just knock the foundation down and then I pour cement and blah, blah, blah. And the rest of us are like, you just built a house. Like, that's what, when you say that, I'm writing down notes to everything you said, because I'm like, I would never think of that. So cool. But that does sound delightful. And now I'm hungry again, and I'm already looking forward to my next meal, and I'm just going to leave that.
One more thing, Kelly. Are you in Austin, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to Flower Child?
No.
Oh, I was just in Austin for a bachelorette party, actually.
Okay.
Two weekends ago. Yes, it's a restaurant. It is downtown, and you should get the Skinny Cob. It's so good. It was my favorite meal while I was in Austin.
The eating has been really, I love Texas in every way. I'm actually going to be moving to San Antonio come this fall with my man, and the food down there is delightful. I mean, it's just, everything is so unique down here. I've learned a whole new way of looking at the word barbecue, because when I lived up north, barbecue was red sauce put on ribs. And down here, it's, okay, don't even get me started. That could be a whole Kelly O show just talking about barbecue. And I'm somebody that was like, ew, barbecue? Now I'm like, oh, barbecue. Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out, and we will link up to that as well. And I need to shut up, because that made me think of another thing we're going to be doing on Fitfluential. I really want to, and we're planning on doing this, showcase like the good places in Austin, the great places in Nashville, Tennessee, from a fitness perspective, like where can you go hiking? Where can you go running? But also where you go to eat. And it's not just where can you go get fat-free, you know, salads? No, it's like great healthy food that people love. And so that's going to be a big part of what we're going to be featuring. And I'll want your input. And of course, listeners, we want your input as well. So Brittany, thank you so much for letting me stalk you and talk about salads. I definitely will be following up with you after this. Thank you for telling everybody where they can find you. Everyone listening, take my challenge. Go to Brittany's website. Become obsessed. If you're not obsessed, write me an email, and I expect a detailed explanation why you're not obsessed, because I think you'd be crazy. And for everybody listening, all that we talked about today will be linked in the show notes at fitfluentialradio.com, of course. If you have questions in general for Brittany, of course, we encourage you to connect with her directly. But if you have questions you'd like us to cover on the show, you know, you travel for business a lot. How do you do salads on the road? How can you pack this or that? Whatever kind of questions you have, there's no limits. Email us, podcast@fitfluential.com. You can also email us if you would like to recommend that we interview a certain person that you know or respect or love following online. Recommend them to us, and we'll reach out and interview them on the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
This marks the end of this interview with Brittany Mullins. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are fired up to go out and make more salads like I am. Well, like I was once I connected with her. Once I learned how to follow like certain key people who have just amazing recipe ideas, I never worry about what I'm going to eat, because whether it's going to Pinterest or, you know, going to some of my go-to ladies, Brittany's one of them, I'm always going to find something that's a new twist on a salad or a dinner dish. And I just thank God these people exist, and their blog is there to make my life easier. You know, back in the day, remember we had to like actually go through a physical cookbook. I still buy cookbooks though, because I like to look at them. But anyway, I digress. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions for Brittany, of course, we encourage you go to her website, subscribe, follow her on all of her social media channels. If you have any questions in general about the podcast, if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, if you would like to inquire about potentially having someone that you know interviewed on the show, or if you'd like to nominate yourself, you can fill out the contact me form on kellyolexa.com, or you can simply email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. In the meantime, if you haven't done so yet, I would very much love it if you're enjoying the show, if you'd head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. You've heard it on this show a million times. You've heard it on other shows. Reviews on iTunes are what help our shows be seen and heard by more people. They could really benefit from the free information we're providing. So we would really love it if you take a few minutes to do that. You could do it from your phone. You can do it from your desktop, whatever's most convenient. So thank you in advance for that. And until next time, have a great rest of the day. We'll see you soon on The Kelly O Show.